at graduates of MTSU entering the workforce. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. We continue looking at the graduates from the state's ag colleges. Dr. Rhonda Hoffman, the interim director of the School of Agribusiness and Agriscience at Middle Tennessee State University, says their program is sending students out into the workforce well prepared for their careers.
One of the things that makes us one of the best in this state is that we have animals that are available for hands-on experiential learning for students. The other thing I would say that I'm proud of is that we have very high acceptability into veterinary school, and this year we had several students get in, and the year before that, 100% of our students who applied to veterinary school got in. And I don't know too many colleges who can claim that, and I think that our animal laboratories are a strength in that area.
Now, 33 students graduated the first weekend in May from the School of Ag at MTSU, where over 300 students major in agriculture. These students are going out into a variety of ag-related jobs, from horticulture to medicine.
Some of those students are going on to veterinary school. There are a couple that are going to graduate school. We have students that are going to work in the landscaping industries, and in the horse industry, including the feed industry, public relations for different breeds, and marketing for horse industry, as well as training. And then we have a student going on into recreational therapy and using animals for therapy. And it's just a wide variety of places where these students are going, as well as into business.
Hoffman said MTSU's ag program has been very successful in the past and is continuing that tradition. Their first ever dairy products judging team won the national event the first time out, and their horse judging team was the reserve champion at two national events. And the future of the ag program at MTSU looks bright as well. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.